Hello everybody, welcome back to 5 in 5, the Chelsea transfer show that gives you all the biggest stories in 5 minutes so you don't have to go anywhere else. And despite what felt like a very slow news day, there has actually been a lot to talk about. Now, straight off the bat, we're going to dive in and talk about the big stories. But before we do, if you are new around here, please do make sure that you give the Chelsea Echo a 5-star review and make sure you hit that subscribe button because you get this news every single day without fail. Now, we'll jump straight into it though. And James Horncastle has given his 2 cents on Victor Osimhen. Now, obviously, James Horncastle is a massively reputable source when it comes to Italian football. And he says that Chelsea have offered to take Victor Osimhen on loan with an option to buy. Now, this we already knew, but on top of that, it has been stated that it has to be high and come with guarantees. This is to avoid Napoli having both Osimhen and Lukaku on the books if he doesn't join Chelsea after the loan. And it is one to watch, according to Mr. Horncastle. So that is some big news coming out of Naples, and that is something which is quite exciting. Alongside that, though, according to Ben Jacobs, Lukaku has agreed a 3-year deal and has taken a pay cut to join Napoli this summer. He's currently training alone at Cobham. He's not gone on the pre-season tour, and he's looking to get this move done. However, adding to this, despite all the talk of the loan offer, despite all the talk from Victor Osimhen's agent over the past few days, it's safe to say that the loan might look less acceptable, despite what Horncastle's saying. It does seem that Victor Osimhen is not particularly keen on the loan move. But of course, we'll keep tabs on that for you, as we have done over the past few days, and we'll continue to do so this entire transfer window. But we'll move on now, and we will talk about Conor Gallagher, because it seems that a deal between Chelsea and Atletico Madrid is confirmed. The two sides have come to agreement, but it is now down to Conor Gallagher, who is quite happy by the sound of things, to run down his contract at Stamford Bridge if the options aren't right. It's the final details, but it is imminent, and we're just waiting for the green light from the player. That is according to Fabrizio Romano, who, of course, as we often talk about, is the oracle when it comes to transfers. But we will move swiftly on. Other news, obviously big ones. Jorgensen was official. He is now in the US training with the team. People were already talking about his distribution and how amazing it is. Personally, I'm just looking forward to seeing what he does with his hands, because that is a big thing for a goalkeeper, as I said on Twitter a few days ago. But aside from that as well, we do have a little bit of more news coming from Chelsea in regards to departures, and that is Andre Santos looks set to head back to Strasbourg on loan for another season, getting more minutes under his belt. Despite the talk at the beginning of the window where there was conversations about him staying at Chelsea, it seems that the option isn't right and he is going to be heading back to France to get more minutes in Ligue 1. But we will wrap up today with one more story. And again, that comes straight out of the Bundesliga. It's another follow-up from the news that you got yesterday from us about Maximilian Beer. If you weren't here yesterday, before we carry on, what were you doing? Hit that bell. Make sure you have it. Spotify, all the good audio platforms, is coming your way, as it will soon be in an audio-visual format as well. But the news coming out of Germany is that Chelsea are really working hard for this deal. Now, I did say yesterday I'd come to you with some stats about Maximilian Beer, and I've got them here in front of me. Now, the German striker did have an impressive season last year in the Bundesliga. He produced 16 goals and 3 assists across 33 matches, and that earned him a place in the Euro 2024 squad with Germany, where he also caught the attention of a few clubs this summer. Now, sources are saying that Chelsea remain interested in him and have made an opening offer of around 20 million euros to Hoffenheim for the striker. Now, the Bundesliga club have rejected this proposal as they look at the 21-year-old and value him at about his £30 million release clause, and it has to be matched if they're to part ways with him. Chelsea have been linked with a lot of forwards this summer, but he remains someone who is very high on the Chelsea radar. So we will keep tabs on that as things develop. But ladies and gentlemen, that is it. That is 5 in 5. Those are your big transfer stories today. We'll keep tabs on all the others as they come thick and fast. If you're not following the Chelsea Echo on socials, make sure you do. You get all your news there. But on top of that as well, make sure that you follow the podcast. You get this every single day for your commute home from work. You can listen for 5 minutes, get all the news you need, and then go stick on the playlist. You know, if you split with your missus or your partner, you know, stick on your sad playlist. But first, enjoy the news. Aside from that, guys, make sure to follow the socials, give us a 5-star review, and we'll see you later. Ta-da.